what lies before you. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. My sermon title for tonight will be That the Kingdom Lies Before You. The kingdom lies before you. Let us bow our heads and pray. God, thank you tonight for your presence. God, what an honor it is, oh Lord God, to be a part of your kingdom. Oh Lord God, what a privilege it is for you to call us to be a part of the work that you have set before us to do in this hour. God, you are good and you are great. God, I pray that you open up our minds and our hearts tonight, God, to receive from you tonight, oh Lord God. I pray that you will have your way in this place, God. Let your glory fall in this place tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we lift you up, God, and we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated. So, this verse is very simple and self-explanatory. I love that you do not have to put your own twist on the Word of God because it simply speaks for itself. I love reading the book of Proverbs because it is a book of instruction and wisdom for God's people. While looking at the scripture, I always use my Apostolic Bible to see if it has anything specific to say about a certain verse I am choosing to use. Surprisingly, there was not a footnote there for this scripture. In that moment, I figured that this verse just tells us what it is, and there is no need to add to it. In the King James Version, it uses the words to look right on and to look straight before, meaning to fix the eye steadily and unswervingly upon an object or something before them, not to allow the gaze, which is us looking, to deflect, meaning to change the direction from either the right or to the left. It is very simple to conclude that the Lord says there, do not get distracted. Yeah, that's right. Let us not allow our direction to change from one place to another, taking our eyes from off of the main thing. We have had some of what I believe to call some God-ordained services this past week, and sermons. Pastor Green came from the beginning, starting from the Statesville rally. If you wasn't there, it was really amazing. In our ministry meeting that happened on Saturday and then in the Sunday service. And there is no doubt in my mind that the Lord had sent him to tell the people of God that his kingdom lies before us today in this hour. Or if I could backtrack to NAYC theme of the year, it said that thy kingdom come. The Lord is making it very clear that the kingdom truly lies before us. But we also have to move and get our heads in the game. Second Corinthians 5:18 and 20 says, now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Generally speaking, an ambassador is a respected official acting as a representative of a nation. Sent to a foreign land. The ambassador's role is to reflect the official position of the sovereign body that gave him authority. So the Apostle Paul discussed that the ministry of reconciliation, and he chooses to use the term that we are ambassadors for Christ. We are God's ambassadors. And that we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel that he has given to us. As we go through this world, we represent another kingdom. And it is our responsibility to reflect the official position of heaven. As I was reading that, it said to reflect the official position of heaven. So I thought, okay, Lord, so what is the official position of heaven? What are you saying? So then God had through the scripture text, Matthew 6 and 10 in my spirit that says, thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So the Lord said, my official position of heaven is to reign down and to rule on this earth. That is the official position of heaven, for him to rule and for us to reflect that and to tell it to all the people. That is the kingdom that lies before us. It is the Lord's rule on this earth, and it is official. Church, the glory of God, it lies before us. The presence of God lies before us. God's blessing lies before us. God's healing, it lies before us. The restoration of God, it lies before us. God's power, it lies before us, church. The kingdom of God, it lies before us. And God is wanting us to be a part of that and not to be disconnected. We cannot afford to be disconnected. We have to keep looking forward and toward the kingdom that lies before us. We have to uphold our position of being ambassadors for Christ, reflecting his kingdom to those who will listen. People in this world, they have to know that God's kingdom is restoration.
Yeah, that's right.
And that God's kingdom is freedom.
That's right.
See, we don't have time for mediocre church.
Wow.
When I was at NAYC, the Lord, he spoke very clearly to me about my calling. And the first sermon was from, I just went brain dumb for a second. But the sermon was about surrendering and that thy kingdom come, but not our will be done, but God's kingdom to come in our lives. And he spoke about surrendering. And he said, I'm a pastor, and you know, I pray and I interceded for you guys tonight. But the Lord said, you cannot throw in the towel for them. You cannot surrender their lives for them. It has to be them to throw in the towel. And so he asked us to throw up our hands and to surrender something. And as I was standing there, I lift up my hands. And I already have felt, I got to the point of God of saying, Lord, I surrender my life to you. God, I give you everything that I am. Some of you may not know my testimony, but I was not raised in church, and I'm a first-generation Pentecost. When I stepped foot back into church in 2015, I was not where I needed to be. I was broken into things in this world I had no business in. My heart was broken. I had no direction.
Wow.
You cannot tell me that I will be sitting up here today. You cannot tell me I'm so unworthy of that. And the Lord, he sent me away, and he began to deal with me. So, and then I said, Lord, I've already said that. Lord, I will follow you. Lord, I dropped everything. I packed my bags, and I said, Mom, I have to go. She didn't understand it, but I knew. I said, Mom, I don't know, but I have to go to this school. I have to go. So in that moment, I'm like, Lord, I told you, if you send me, I will follow you. And the Lord said, you're right. But the only thing you have not given to me that is very valuable is your time.
Wow.
Your time. You have not dedicated to me your time to die daily. You have not given me your time. You have not given me the time of when I called you the first year of your college years. And someone came up to me one time. We were in a prayer meeting. And the Lord was dealing with me a lot on prayer. And I was feeling that he was calling me into this different, deeper dimension of prayer. And one time we was in this prayer meeting, and this guy comes up to me. His name was Kobe. And I'm rocking as we're in our Tuesday night prayer meetings at my school, and he literally comes up to me, and he just, I was really ghosted out because it's dark, and he just put his hand on me. He's like, "LeBray," and I'm like, "Okay, Kobe," because when he says something, he's kind of like one of those people. He's like, "Okay, what is Kobe going to say today?" So he came up to me. He said, "LeBray, you are an intercessory prayer warrior. And the reason why this school is breaking down the spirit is because of your prayers." Wow. And I was so shocked because I knew that the Lord was calling me into this deeper dimension of prayer. And I could not understand it. I'm like, "Lord, why are you giving this to me? I can't handle this. Why?" But you know, I just thought so much about it, and I just didn't think. I tried to think so much about it when the Lord said, just get up and just go to the prayer room and just start to just kneel at my feet. And I will guide you through this gift that I'm giving to you. And I remember, I'm going to be very honest with you, since that day, my freshman year, I would wake up every morning at Urshan, and I would get up and I would go to the prayer room. But then after a while, I kind of just let that gift just drift. And the Lord reminded me, "I want you to rise up again to the first time you felt that tug at your heart. And you said, 'I have to get to the prayer room, Lord. You have given me this gift. I am a warrior for your kingdom.'" He said to go back to that place. "I want you to rise up again." And he said, "LeBron, you have not been giving me your time enough. You have not been seeking my kingdom enough. Because there is somebody that is waiting at the sound of your voice for your prayers. You need to call out somebody's name." And I knew that I was not doing that. And I said, "Lord, I recommit myself to you again. Because I know I've become so far distracted, God. And I have not given you everything. I have not thrown in the towel and given you everything." There's maybe someone in here tonight, and after Pastor Green, he came, and he just made it so clear to us that it is now that God is calling us. It is now that God is raising us up. It is now. But can we be honest and say, we say, "Oh, good preaching, Brother Green. He came and he threw down." But we still have walked out the door. We probably went out at home, and we still haven't rose up and to be what God had called us to be in this time right now. Because he said the kingdom, it lies before us. I'm so used to people saying that the kingdom of God is at hand. When I think of that, when something is at hand, it's like, well, it's approaching, it's at hand, it's coming. But the Lord said it's lying right here. My glory has been manifested in this world right now. My kingdom is right here now. It's lying right now. I just need you to jump on in into it. I just need you to get a part of it. I just need you to reflect and obtain your position. I just need you. That's what the Lord is saying right now. It lies right now. Oh, Jesus. Tonight. And there may be someone here tonight, and you're probably thinking, "You can't be a part of God's kingdom. I do not know your situation, but the devil is a liar. The Lord, he wants to rule in your life as well. God said, my kingdom is already here. He said, my blessing already here. And he wants to rule in your life. He wants to be everything in your life. You can be a part of this kingdom that the Lord wants you to be a part of tonight. Because in Mark 1:15, the Lord says, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." And he does make an entrance for anyone to be welcome into his kingdom. But if you want to be initiated into this kingdom, the Lord's kingdom, there is only one way. You can't sit here and think you can just get in your own way. The Lord said there is only one way, and it's by my name. There's a lot of people that live in this world. You may know some, and they think, well, I have not done anything wrong. I haven't killed anybody. I haven't done anything, so I must be going to heaven. Okay, you haven't done anything, but what are you doing right by the word of God? You know, they just come with me with that all the time. They say, well, I haven't really done anything wrong, but what are you doing right? What are you doing right by the word of God? And so for you to be initiated into this kingdom, whoo, the Lord says in John 3:3, he's speaking to Nicodemus here, and Nicodemus said, what shall I do to be saved? He says, verily, 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 I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. I remember on Facebook one time, this girl posted something on Facebook, and she's like, do you really think this is true? Like, I'm not going to see heaven if this and if that. And, you know, I went to school with this girl. I know her. And at first, I'm like, I'm not going to post anything. I'm not going to respond because I don't really like to get into any kind of Facebook, like, drama with, like, the word. Like, I'm not going to fight you. So I'm like, I hope she doesn't. If I say something, I don't want her to be like, oh, da-da-da. So I'm like, okay, I don't think I should post it. But no, I did post. But it was not like, you know, some people can just be so, like, kind of harsh sometimes. And it kind of draws people away. So I asked the Lord to help me. So I posted this under her status, and I made it very clear. I said, I'm not trying to think, these are not my words. I made it very clear to her, but this is the word of God. And I put the scripture there, and everything, the KJV, and I said, this is God's words. I'm not saying this, okay? And I said, but I'm sorry. But the Lord says that, I'm sorry, but yes, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. I said, you can't. And she hearted it. She didn't, you know, get all up. And a lot of people actually did harden, was like, well, actually, that makes sense. Yeah, I know, because the word of God is just so very simple, guys. That's all you have to use. You don't have to argue with nobody. You don't have to bring your own opinion. Just bring out the word of God. It speaks for itself. And I told her that. I said, well, no, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. And that's for someone here today. You cannot see the kingdom of God unless you are born again. So Nicodemus also, he says, so what do you mean? You mean that I have to go back into my mom's womb? And the Lord says, no. He replies in John 3:5. He says, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Wow. The word of God is just so self-explanatory. Everyone in this place, if you have not had it, you have to be born again of the water and of the Spirit. And this is why this gospel, Acts 2:38 says, then Peter said unto them, repent. That's saying, Lord, you know what? I need you. You know, I turn away from this world and I'm choosing to walk with you. You know, Lord, I may stumble, but Lord, I'm going to get back up and I'm going to keep serving you. Yeah. God, I'm choosing to follow you. See, this is what people need to know.
That's right.
This is what people out in this world, they need to know this.
Amen.
He says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. That only saving name, the name of Jesus Christ, not in his titles. He is the Father, he is the Son, he is the Holy Spirit, but he only has one name, and that name is Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ. Some people still, when I tell them this, don't understand. I said, you know, I'm LeBray, I'm a daughter. What else am I? I'm a niece, I'm a worker, I'm all these things. But I only have one name, my name is LeBray. If I give you a check today and I put my titles down, it's not gonna go through, because what does it need? It needs your name signed on that check. Come on. of our God. That is what this world needs to know. As I'm coming to a close and as we can stand. You know, this sermon really dealt with me because last night, I'm not going to lie, I think Brother Chris actually jinxed me a couple of hours ago. We were talking about, you're going to come up with something, you know, and the Lord's going to say, no, that's not what you're going to speak. He's going to have you delete everything you have, and you're going to be, I'm like, oh, I hope that never happens to me. Please don't. Sure enough, it happened to me last night. I'm up, and I'm like, you know, I'm just trying to get my stuff back together, you know, what I'm going to say. And I'm like, you know what? I am struggling. I'm like, I don't think this is what the Lord wants. And it's already hitting on 11 o'clock. I start crying real tears because the Lord, he says, scratch all that, delete all that, what you got. This is what you're going with. And I cried real tears because I was tired. It was going on midnight. And I said, well, okay, Lord, but it's not about what we feel we need to bring to the people. It's what God's heart, what he feels and what he wants his people to know. And as soon as I just scratched everything, I said, okay, Lord, it just started to flow. And I said, okay, God, this is what I'm going to present to your people. There's a song and it's called Kingdom Come. And it says, the lyrics of this song, it says, Lord, we pray your kingdom come. Lord, we pray your will be done. Every eye behold the one seated high upon the throne. And every tongue confess that you are Lord when your kingdom comes. Everything changes when your kingdom comes. The earth is shaking, chains are breaking. As your kingdom comes, let your kingdom come. Lord, we pray the lame will leap. Lord, we pray that the blind will see. Every sickness must be healed as your glory is revealed. The kingdom lies before us. The glory of the Lord is being revealed. And everyone would know that you are Lord. Let your kingdom come. And the bridge. See, the kingdom that lies before us. When God's kingdom begins to rule, mountains, they have to move.
That's right.
Every chain is loose.
That's right. That's
now, we declare your kingdom, it's here.
Yes.
Everyone will see, fall down at your feet. God, we declare your kingdom is here. Everything changes. Everything changes. Everything changes when your kingdom comes. Oh, the kingdom lies before you today. The kingdom lies, is ruling. It wants to rule in somebody's life today. Here tonight, as we come to this altar, find your place with the Lord. Right now, the Lord, he wants someone to rise up again because the kingdom lies here. All you have to do is just jump into it. Just jump into it. The Lord, he wants to rule in your life. His blessing and his healing. His glory is here right now, being manifested in this place. God, your kingdom lies before us. God, your kingdom lies before us, God.